The KBRH Health Foundation is pleased to announce the 7th annual Give a Daisy Memorial Campaign has raised an extraordinary $9,021 in support of the oncology department at KBRH. A heartfelt thank you goes out to the team at Curtis No Frills and our incredible community of supporters who purchase daisies each year to contribute to this important fundraiser, the foundation says. We extend our deepest gratitude to all who contributed to this remarkable success. This donation will provide much-needed medical equipment as well as patient care and comfort items. To date, $16,528 has been raised for palliative care and $60,0826.66 has been raised for oncology, bringing the grand, 7-year total to $77,354.66. Our community's collective efforts are truly incredible, and we hope to continue the tradition next year. Previous. ... Much has changed in the last 6 years since Curtis McGillivray arrived in town and took ownership of No Frills at the Trail Mall. Alongside the extraordinary challenge of weathering his business through a pandemic and tackling inevitable daily ups and downs, McGillivray's life has blossomed. He's been blessed with wife Darla and two beautiful girls, Hazel 20 months, and Harper 3.5 weeks. Through it all, there has been a constant since McGillivray took over the business in 2019. His unwavering commitment to holding an annual fundraiser at the store to benefit patients receiving cancer care at Kootenay Boundary Regional Hospital, KBRH. Give a Daisy Memorial Campaign was started by No Frills employee Lee Page in memory of his wife, Kim, a year before McGillivray came on board. After becoming fast friends with Page, who remained a No Frills employee, McGillivray was all in to keep the March fundraiser going with staff by his side. After Lee Page died of cancer in July 2020, McGillivray promised his friend he would keep the campaign going and, to date, over $60,000 has been raised for the cause. $16,500 plus for palliative care at KBRH and $51,800 for the oncology department at KBRH. This week, with Darla's help and the girls at their side, McGillivray met the Times at the store to talk about the family's dedication and the staff's dedication to keep the fundraiser going. "It hits really close to home for me," McGillivray began. "Every day I walk in the store I miss him." He recalled how Paige welcomed him in as the new store owner and introduced him to the staff and community. "I didn't have the pleasure of meeting Kim, but when I came to the store and heard the stories and saw how passionate Lee was with the Daisy campaign, and raising money for KBRH, I couldn't see us not doing anything but carrying this legacy forward," McGillivray said. "Because it's not just about Kim and Lee, there's many others who this campaign helps, and that's why Lee started this, for others. Doing it for our community, that's what it's about." Colton Crockett, a longtime No Frills employee, also reflected on why he continues his commitment to the cause. "I worked with Lee for many a year and lived with him the last couple of years just prior to his passing. We were pretty close," Crockett shared. "The Daisy campaign brings the community together to help our hospital and Lee appreciated that," he added. "As much as people don't want to be in the hospital, it is a place where most of us will end up at some point, and being able to raise money for it is just amazing to do. And to do it in Kim and Lee's honor is even better." Read more. Buy a daisy and support cancer care at Kootenay Boundary Regional Hospital. Read more. Daisies help Trailman grant wife's last wish.